Our story begins in Marshall's office at the Wells and Goldstein law firm. Marshall is meeting with Serena and Connie.
So that's it in a nutshell. So far, things have gone very smoothly.
Serena, I hope you're happy with our progress. I believe we can have those contracts wrapped up by the end of October and move forward with the acquisition.
That's great.
Serena, is everything all right? Can I get you a glass of water?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not feeling 100% today.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, Serena, we could have put this meeting off until tomorrow. You didn't have to come out here if you weren't feeling well.
Well, Terry has made this my top priority, so I need to wrap this thing up as quickly as possible.
Then let's make it happen.
Marshall, I appreciate all the hard work you've put into this. You too, Connie.
We're just doing our jobs here.
If you don't mind, I'm going to step out for a moment.
No problem. Take your time.
You know, Marshall, sometimes I get the feeling there's more going on with you and Serena than just this contract negotiation.
Why, Connie, you're not jealous, are you?
Of course not. I don't get a romantic vibe. But are you sure there's something you're not telling me?
Serena's strictly a business associate. Nothing more.
At St. John Hospital, Rex is talking with Agnes and Wanda in the fifth floor waiting area.
I don't trust Trey with Ellie. We have to take steps to make sure he isn't allowed to make any decisions about her well-being.
Mr. Trey Gallagher is not going to get away with this. He's not pulling the plug on my niece. No, sirree.
Rex, we have to do... Oh.
Mom, what is it?
I have this pain in my chest, Rex. It's all right. I'll be fine.
No way, Mom. I am getting a doctor to check you out right now.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Heidi is visiting with Zoe.
Look at me, Zoe. I'm huge.
It's hard to believe you have over 2 months left before your due date.
And I have nothing to wear to Clint's aunt's wedding. They don't make attractive clothes in this size.
Well, look on the bright side. You were put in the hospital for not eating enough, so now that son of yours is growing and healthy.
You're right. The only important thing is that this baby is happy and healthy.
How are things with Clint? Any chance of a future with you two?
Maybe. He's certainly very attentive, and I know he'll be a great father.
I've seen stranger things happen, Heidi. This baby will bring you two together in a whole new way.
On a trail in Central Park, Clint has just discovered Dara with a much alive Lucas.
Lucas, that is the most unbelievable story I've ever heard.
What do you think? I'm making this up, Clint? It's true.
I believe you. I'm just so happy you're alive. I can't believe I'm standing here looking at you.
I know. It's a shock.
Clint, everything Lucas just told you has to stay between us. No one can find out about this.
Dara's right, Clint. If the wrong people found out about this, too many people would be in danger.
Fine, but for how long? When is this going to be over, Lucas? You can't stay underground forever. Where are you living?
My mom and I are staying in an apartment in Yonkers now.
That's no way to live your life, Lucas. This is our senior year. But instead of enjoying it, you're on the run from some drug lord or something.
Lucas, do they have any idea when they'll be able to put these guys away so that you can be free?
They keep telling us soon, but I don't know what that means, you know? My mother is sick again.
That's the part I don't understand. I thought your mother was dead.
My grandmother told us that when she nearly died from cancer. But she survived and was living in a rehabilitation center for several years.
And now the cancer has returned?
Yes. And I can't lose her again, Darren. Please. We've only had these few months together, and none of it has been out in the open.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
Look, about the fight we had...
Forget about it, Clint. I don't care.
That fight mugging Heidi, it's all ancient history, so let's not bring it up again, Clint. Lucas, Clint and Heidi found out about that after you died.
Oh, Clint, I was desperate back then when that happened. My father had just kicked me out. You know.
Look, it's not important. For now, all we should concentrate on is finding a way to get everything back to normal.
Normal? I don't even know what that is anymore.
Me either. But it sure sounds nice.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.